Welcome to another edition of Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers here on WesternKansasNews.com. I'm Adam Kadavy, and Friday night the Scott City Beavers hosted the Goodland Cowboys for part of homecoming, and it was a game where Scott City would win at 32-6, and both teams came in with a lot of key injuries entering Friday night's game. The Goodland Cowboys came in without their leading or with their quarterback, Leighton Keir, who led them in rushing and passing coming into Friday night's game. He's out indefinitely. Also, Scott City against Simra lost three kids potentially for the season. Two of them looks like that's almost a guarantee there, and Ronnie Weathers, who hurt his knee, and then also dislocated elbow for Junior Carter Gooden. So those are two big losses. And then the third one was Lauren Froh, and he's out indefinitely as of right now and with an injury as well. And then they were without senior corner Kevin Serrano. So three blows there for Scott City because of injury, or four, that is, because of injury. Three of those were primary starters. Another one was a significant backup that played quite a bit. So you have four key players out for Scott City. But the Beavers were able to take care of business on Friday night, and they would win the toss and defer, and that means Goodland would have the ball. The Cowboys would actually be pinned deep in their own territory at their own 18. They would convert a third down on their first series to the 30, and then their second third down, they would have a big run that would set them up first and goal.
Goodland facing a third down for the second straight time here. We're 3 minutes into the game and no score. Cowboys converted one third down earlier on this series. They'll run four receivers, twins to both sides. They have 10 to snap it. Nemechek at quarterback. He'll drop back to pass, looking for his first throw. Now we'll tuck it up and run, and he is going to get the first down and more across the 40. 45 midfield, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10. Inside the 10, it'll be first and goal at the 9-yard line. And a nice scramble that time of 44 yards, make that 54 yards on the play.
Matt Nemechek, who got the start there over freshman Cole Linton, who would actually come in and play a lot of the fourth quarter, second half there, but he would get the start there, and he had that big 54-yard run. He would be sacked on the very next play, would Nemechek, back at the 16-yard line, or 17-yard line, be a loss of 9, and then a penalty on second down and goal from the 18 or 17, actually push it back to the 28-yard line, and the Scott City defense would come up with the first turnover of the night.
7.5 to go, first quarter, no score. The Cowboys facing second and goal at the Scott City 28. Earlier on this drive, Matt Nemechek had a 54-yard run that set him up first and goal at the 8. They started at their own 18. Four receivers set, twins to both sides. Back to pass after another high snap to Nemechek. He'll look right side down the seam. Flag comes out, and it's picked off right at the 1-yard line by Blaine Culp, who was sitting there playing center field. He's a little slow to get up after that. And maybe, hopefully, it's just cramps there, but we do have another flag on the play.
Scott said we'd get a pretty generous spot on the interception by Blaine Culp. They marked it at the 3-yard line, and so Scott City, yeah, they were pinned deep in their own territory, and Goodland was looking for their first lead against Scott City since all the way back in the playoffs in 2010, but it was denied with the interception, and with 7:14 to go, Scott City would get the football at their own 3-yard line, and it would be a big run, one of the longest runs in school history, to get Scott City on the board the very next play.
Carson Froh will be lined up as a tight end to the right side. Double tight ends for the Beavers. King under center. Unbalanced look, a toss right side. This is to Jace Thomas. 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 50, 40, 30. Mason Murray trying to catch him. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, no flags, 97 big ones on one play, and it's 6-0 Scott City.
Longest play in a long, long time for Scott City. Goes 97 yards. Jace Thomas runs that in 15 seconds, and the holder, Blaine Culp, who was not in there earlier because he was getting his ankle taped out on the sideline, they had to back up, and it was a high snap on the extra point and tip, and Scott City was unable to convert a point or two, and they led it 6-0 with 6:59 to go in the first quarter. Scott City would hold Goodland 3-and-out on their next series, but on fourth down, Scott City saw a rugby-style kicker, and the rugby-style kicker made the Beavers pay.
Long snapper is the freshman Cole Linton, and the Hernandez, the sophomore, standing at about his own 2-yard line. has a good snap here, and he's going to run a kind of a rugby. Nope, he's going to run it. He has some room, and he's going to get the first down, 20, 25, 30. Mason Hernandez, 35, 40, all the way to the 44-yard line. A 20, make that a 30-yard run. It's a rugby-style play, but it works for 30 yards, and it's a Cowboy first down.
You don't see the rugby-style punts very often in high school, and Goodland was able to make Scott City pay for that as Mason Hernandez took it to the 44-yard line for a first down for Goodland. That would be their last first down in a long time as Scott City would force them to punt. And 2:35 to go first quarter. Scott City would have the ball second time, but once again, deep in their own territory at their own 8-yard line. But on second down, they would actually get a first down. And on the fifth play of the drive, Scott City would get out of the hole there inside their own territory.
Second down and 11 for the Beavers. Receiver left is Isaac Trango in a two-wing setup. Unbalanced line to the left. Here's a fake the toss. They're going to go for the home run ball, and it's going to be caught by Trango and tripped up at the 44-yard line of Goodland. And it was Cole Linton, the freshman, who got the start, who tripped him up. He almost high-pointed the ball, did Linton, but it just went just far enough over his fingertips for the first down.
Scott said we get out of their own territory into the Cowboy territory, and that would be toward the end of your first quarter. Scott said would take a 6-0 lead into the second quarter. We'll pick up with that drive in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.